Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Not quite. There is 1 week left of election 2016. Not even. And I think for most of us, it cannot come soon enough. The polls today show that the coalition is ahead for the first time in a while. That's on the two-party preferred basis. But does anyone pay any attention to the polls, particularly after what happened in the UK on Friday? Does anyone have any faith in the polls? We do pay attention to them, and I'm guilty of that. But do we have any faith in those polls? Anyone who thinks that they know what's going to happen on Saturday is kidding themselves. We can all have a guess. And my gut feel is that many will view their vote as a protest. And that protest may be against the government. It may be against both the major parties. People feel that the major parties in general have failed us. And they feel like politics has failed us. But what has failed us more than anything else is our system of government. It is a system that doesn't allow the elected government to actually govern. And here's a perfect example, and it's the biggest issue affecting our children and our grandchildren. Our national debt is currently $286 billion. We pay about $37 million a day just to pay the interest. That's just for the interest on what we're borrowing, $37 million a day. And we are handing our future generations a gigantic bill. We've racked up the charges, but they get handed the bill. How did we get there? Well, when the coalition first came into office, thanks to John Howard in 1996, they inherited a net debt of $83 billion. When John Howard left in 2007, Australia was in, well, surplus to the degree of $17 billion, thanks to John Howard and Peter Costello. Then Labor went on a spending spree, took us back into debt in a big way, taking it from $17 billion surplus to a net debt of $153 billion. And then by the time Tony Abbott came into office, he had this challenge of getting the debt under control again. You can see the trend that goes on here as we change hands between the coalition and the Labor Party. The Labor Party spends up big and the coalition tries to get it back under control. However, this time around, the upper house wouldn't let the government do what it promised to do. So Tony Abbott's attempts to tackle the debt were sabotaged by the upper house, which refuses to pass many of his savings measures. And the bloke who was hired to put out the fire has someone piercing holes in the hose. That's what Tony Abbott has put up with. And it's what Malcolm Turnbull is putting up with now as well. This is the real problem we've got. Our system of government gives too much power to the House of Review. So in the end, nothing really happens. We vote a PM into office. And that PM has their hands tied. And with the rise of independents and minor parties, the country is being run by committee. That's what it's come to. The country's being run by committee. And during this term of government, you've either got to win over the Greens or Jackie Lambie or Nick Xenophon or someone like that if you want to get anything up. And that's no way to run a country. And it's only going to get worse, I believe, after next week, because I think we're going to see another anti-establishment vote, which will lead to more say for independents and minor parties in the Senate. And any promise being made today, you need to keep this in mind during the election campaign and the last week of it, when we hear about these promises and policies, all of this is pie in the sky stuff because it's got to be supported by whoever ends up holding the balance of power in the upper house. And just imagine having to put up with that kind of system if you were running a corner store, a kebab shop, let alone a country. The Senate is the biggest obstacle to sorting out our biggest problem. The debt is $286 billion. We're paying $1.1 billion a month just on the interest, and our children will have to deal with our debt and our grandchildren. How's that fair? So whoever is Prime Minister on Sunday morning, good luck to you. You'll need it. And I note that Malcolm Turnbull told Samantha Maiden in the Sunday Telegraph over the weekend that not only does he plan to serve the full term, but he'll contest the 2019 election as well. That'd take Malcolm Turnbull through to 2022. But Prime Minister, 2022 is a long time away. And when the coalition rolled Tony Abbott, it signed up for the same level of instability that dogged the Labor Party. And if lots of seats are lost, well, Malcolm Turnbull will have to look over his shoulder. The biggest thing going for him at the moment is the lack of an obvious alternative, leadership-wise. The polls today show that Malcolm Turnbull has pulled ahead of Bill Shorten for the first time in the campaign on a two-party preferred basis. Another poll on Sunday showed that a lot of coalition seats will be saved as a result of switching from Tony Abbott to Malcolm Turnbull, But I gave up on the polls a long time ago. I don't know about you. I gave up on them a long time ago. My feeling, and that's all it is, a feeling, is that the Coalition is going to lose seats, Labor will gain seats, and the big winners will not be members of the Labor Party or the Liberal Party. But I repeat again what I said earlier on. Anyone who says they know what is going to happen on Saturday night is kidding you or themselves. Thankfully, there's just 5 days to go.